It might have been acceptable many years ago for visitors to knock on somebody's door and ask to use their toilet. 2017, what we need to be doing is that the Donegal County Council needs to have a very clear policy put in place and acted on where there's toilet provisions put in place for our islands and for our coastal community like our piers and harbours. If you look at some of the stories that I've been hearing of visitors coming to West Donegal looking to get out to our islands, where one ferry person who services Gold Island had to turn back a good number of people, I think in the range of 60, 70 people, because there were no toilets on the island, and that is not good enough.
Well, presumably the chief executive and the financial director of council will be starting to put their heads together to discuss the budget that will be published later this year. Ultimately, this is going to be a matter for the council to provide these. You would like to see some provision in the council's budget for the provision of long-term toilets on the islands and piers into the future?
Absolutely. You'd want to see that there. I wouldn't pretend that I'm the only councillor that is raising this issue. I know that other councillors consistently raise these issues as well. And I think that we would all be happy to see some funding put aside.
The reality is, from within the council's own resources, the council will not be able to invest at the extent you and other councillors would like them to do so. To see a comprehensive programme of works done, it would take funding from central government.
One of the main issues here we have in Donegal is that Dublin government continuously underfunds our county. We talk about the Wild Atlantic Way and the great success it is and it will be, but it needs to have services in place, very basic services.